everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Your whole sphere starts to expand. But until you start doing that, you'll have a little victory here, a defeat here, a little victory here, a defeat there. You'll be just, you know, back and forth. But we want dominion in every domain. We want true change. We want to where we can say like Jesus, the enemy cometh, but he hath nothing in me. He got no buttons to push here because I've been changed. See, we're changed by the power of God. We're changed as we behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Amen. We are changed from glory to glory. So, again, three things. Keep the word in your mouth. Whatever the doctor said, okay, the doctor, you've discovered something, but that's not my confession. Okay, it might be a fact, but I got to go with my confession first. Amen. The word in your mouth. What does the Bible say? By his stripes we were what?
Healed.
Is that what the word of God says?
Yes.
Well, you know, don't be afraid of any kind of news because the word will trump all other news. If you stay with it, keep it in your mouth, meditate on it. Let the meditation on the word outweigh the diagnosis. And then you'll begin to observe. You'll begin to see the word come alive. You'll begin to, the feelings will follow thoughts. Amen? It's important. This is transformation, metamorphosis. Metamorpho. We want to go from that caterpillar church to that butterfly bride. We talk about freedom. You want to be free? Tell somebody, I want to be free. And I want to stay free. Bible says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Amen. Tell somebody, don't be entangled again. Now, I started out with a statement. You are anointed. The anointing on your life will destroy the yoke. Don't think, oh, well, the devil got me. No, use your anointing. Make up your mind. The buck stops here. I'm drawing a line here. I don't care what I feel like. It's like somebody going through when an addict is coming out of an addiction, withdrawals. But see, all you got to do is make up your mind. Amen. The feeling might come back, but you make up your mind again, and make up your mind again until that feeling is no longer a feeling. It has become a decree. You have gotten the victory over because the anointing on your life will destroy every yoke. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you can't help it. You got the can't help it. The devil is a liar. If you're saved and sanctified and anointed by the Holy Ghost, you don't have the can't help it. You can do all things through Christ. Every deed, every devil has to bow to you. Every habit can be broken. Somebody say amen for real. We're talking about true change. We can't be lazy. And if you fall, get back up and say the devil is a liar. Tell somebody, fight.
Fight.
Tell them again, fight.
Fight.
Fight till you win.
Fight till you win.
We are on the winning side. Keep the word in your mouth. Meditate on it. Stop meditating on problems all the time and stop watching TV 24/7. You watch the TV till the TV watching you. You get up watching it till it watch you again. No, let the word. Let your head fall asleep on the word. Wake up on the word. You'll be surprised how God will talk to you. See why some don't like the word or to spend much time in the word, because the word will show you up. You go deep enough in the word will start showing you. It's like, oh man. Oh man. You thought you had it all together. The Lord said, no, everything is open and naked in my sight. But see, God is not doing that to mock you or to condemn you. He's doing that to perfect you. Take you higher, make you stronger, make you better. Amen. So let's establish that. meditate, or let it stay in your mouth. Let it occupy your mind. And then the purpose of it is what? Lord Jesus. Every one of y'all, buy one of these CDs so you can listen to this again. See, sometimes you come to church just looking for a feeling, and then you feel like the feeling is it. But the feeling's not it, because the feeling will, I guarantee Tuesday, you ain't going to feel like this at work. You know, you not that you're going to backslide or anything, but no, you're not going to feel like you feel in the presence of the Lord among the saints. So you're going to have to remember some stuff. You're going to have hidden some stuff in your heart and in your mind. So let's grasp this thing, amen? Because we want true change. Amen. I'm not. Sometimes you got to get where you're not satisfied. Amen. You're content in Christ, but you're just not satisfied, because tell somebody there's much more. There's much more God has for you. There's much more concerning your destiny. There's much more God has for you to do. There's much more God wants you to become. There's many more people God wants you to touch. There's a whole lot more that God has for you, but you cannot be satisfied, especially sitting on the sideline, a couch potato. Amen. Checking out on God. No, tell somebody true change. Okay, so we've established that. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. I want to read verse 8, which says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." We got three things going on there. Is it Paul is writing to these Colossians, the church at Colossae, saying, "Beware that no man spoil you." Spoil is an interesting word. It means to lead away, and this is an old word, I don't think we use it much today, to lead away as booty, or as a prize, or as spoil. You know, it means to seduce. So Paul is saying here to the Colossian church, beware lest any man seduce you through philosophy or vain deceit. Philosophy or vain deceit. How many? The world is full of philosophies. And it's full of vain deceit too. There are a lot of liars in wait in the world. They lie. They seek to deceive you. They don't give you the real deal. They got stuff covered up. They cheat you. They trick you. They get you trapped and hoodwinked. A lot of these scam calls. You know, when you see it come up on your phone, just answer it. Don't say anything, just answer it. And what you see, it'll hang up. Many of them. Because it's a scam, right? It's a robocall. But the moment you say something, they say the police are after you. You know, you got to show up in court next week or something. If you don't do this. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the traditions of men. After the traditions of men. How many churches are, their whole belief system is predicated on the traditions of men? On a man's doctrine. The Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and all the seas, they were established on man's traditions. They took and added hundreds of different philosophical precepts to what God originally said. And in so doing, they bound people up. They brought them into bondage through the tradition of men. Let me show you something, how dangerous it is concerning the traditions of men. Matthew chapter 15, we'll come back to this, but Matthew chapter 15. And let me start at verse number two. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? This is what the scribes and the Pharisees and the scribes were asking Jesus. For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Okay? They eat, but they didn't wash their hands first. Sound like mama, don't it? Boy, get in there and wash your hands. That's a good thing. But that's not a biblical law. You out on the job and ain't, you know, you it's lunchtime, you out there got grass, or just you ain't got nothing to wash your hands, you ain't got no sanitizer. Pray over and eat the sandwich. I can't eat, ain't got no sanitizer out here. No, what are we saying? I'm not saying, you know, be dirty and all that, but I'm just saying, don't get your mind locked up into something and that thing start to govern you everywhere you go. That's in the back of your mind. That's how the scribes and the Pharisees were. How come your disciples eat without unwashed hands? I mean, everywhere they went, they would not. And see, it wasn't. Now let's get down to the real deal here. It wasn't just washing your hands. Tell somebody, wash your dirty hands. It wasn't about that. It was about the ceremonial washing. This is what they were talking about. You know, there are times you can't wash your hands, but, you know, as a rule, wash your hands. But what they were talking about in reference to the traditions of men, they were talking about ceremonial washings. You had to put your hand into certain water pots, 6 of them to be exact, in order for you to be able to eat. Otherwise, as a Jew, you were eating with unwashed hands. And if a gnat got into one of the water pots, they were strained to get the gnat out. They were like whited sepulchers, hearts full of deceit, lies, treachery, but yet they would wash. Come on, tell somebody, true change. See, it's not the outward man. The outward man will be a fruit of what's going on the inner man.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda,
an agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you know over 200,000 children are sex trafficked in the United States each year? We're East Coast Angels Incorporated. Our mission is to eradicate this horrific evil actively. To learn more or join the fight, call 772-663-3052.